The Guardian Australia has this morning published secret documents that show that in 2008, Australia's Electronic Intelligence Agency, previously known as the Defence Signals Directorate, offered to share electronic metadata information with our intelligence partners. The information comes from documents gathered by the US whistleblower Edward Snowden. They show that in discussions in 2008, DSD was prepared to share bulk unminimised metadata as long as there was no intent to target an Australian national. But importantly, it also said unintentional collection was not viewed as a significant issue. Clinton Fernandez is an intelligence analyst from the University of New South Wales, Canberra. He told our national security correspondent, Michael Brissenden, that this shows for the first time that Australia's Electronic Intelligence Agency is collecting information in the same way as the US National Security Agency.
The revelations show that just as the National Security Agency is getting real-time, en masse information about the phone calls and emails of all Americans, so also the Defence Signals Directorate is getting en masse real-time information about the phone calls and emails of all Australians.
Or at least they were discussing what to do with it in 2008, weren't they?
They had the information, and what they were discussing was the extent to which they can share it with the other countries. But the fact of them having it is now no longer in doubt.
What they were talking about is bulk unselected metadata. What is that?
It means everybody's phone calls, the outgoing phone records and the incoming phone records, who you rang, who rang you, how long did each call last for, where the person was when they rang you and where you were when you rang them. The emails, not the content of the email itself, but your sent folders, who you exactly emailed, where they were, what browser you used, who emailed you, all the information about who contacted you in the electromagnetic sphere.
And I guess the question is, why would they want that and what would they do with it?
One of the things they can do is to build link analysis, to do association data mining, to see who your actual connections are. It allows them to trace and build an encyclopedia of connections about anybody they want to. If you had a choice about whether people could spy on your phone calls or collect your metadata, you'd much rather they spy on your phone calls, because you can control what you say on the phone. You can't control your metadata. That data is given off by the machine itself, not by you.
And so this information is shared with what's called the Five Eyes agencies, which is our a collective group of intelligence agencies, the US, Canada, the UK, New Zealand, and us. Is that correct?
Well, they were discussing that in 2008. And yes, they were discussing whether they could share the information they've got, which is the information about everyone's phone calls and so on, with their partners. Now, that was 5 years ago, and the documents don't show what's happening now. But the trend has always been for more erosion of privacy, not less.
These documents also show that at that time, we were prepared to hand over information that some others in Five Eyes weren't, particularly the Canadians, who expressed some concern about the privacy implications, didn't they?
Yes. It looks like, as far as DSD is concerned, our lower privacy protections is a selling point, making Australia more attractive to the United States, allowing them to perhaps deal with us better because we've got fewer privacy protections, yes.
So what are the implications then of this revelation today?
The implications are that we are living behind a one-way mirror in which we, the public, are visible to the people who rule us, but they are getting more and more opaque, and that cannot be good for democracy.
That's intelligence analyst Clinton Fernandez speaking to Michael Brissenden in Canberra.